last time I was on this subject, I was in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, and we saw how Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only one who is worthy to loose the seals of this mysterious scroll. Here was a book or a scroll, John said he saw. He said in verse 1 of chapter 5, I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book or a scroll, it should be written. Written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Then is the setting of the person here who is qualified to open those seals. You read in verse 5, one of the elders said, Weep not, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, one of the titles of Christ, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And John said, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the world. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book or the scroll, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. The Lamb is obviously a mysterious representation of Jesus Christ with many heads and horns, which have to do with the eyes, it says, of God, the seven spirits of God that apparently are seven angels over those seven churches of that era back in the first century. We have already covered that in the second and third chapters, of those seven contemporaneous churches that existed side by side. Now notice that none of those spirits are in retirement, that every one of them are still active in this prophecy, and they're called the eyes of God that go to and fro in the earth. God tells his people, Watch you therefore, and pray always that you might be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And he said that his true people were to be like watchmen, Ezekiel 33, which see what is going to come to pass in world events and which warn other people about it. God Almighty has prophesied that there would be a work on this end time during this very time, Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That prior to the end, there would be a warning, a witness message that would go out.